escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
October 26th. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1968, the Soviet space program was back in business. After Soyuz 1 had killed its pilot by failing to open its landing parachutes, Soyuz 3 took cosmonaut Georgi Beregovoy to orbit for 4 days, successfully testing out the safer, redesigned Soyuz spacecraft. In 1977, it was Space Shuttle Enterprise's last solo flight. Enterprise was launched from the back of a Boeing 747 for the fifth and final time to test shuttle glide and landing procedures. Enterprise was intended to be refitted for space duty, but it was eventually decided that it would be cheaper to turn a less finished structural testing airframe into a space-worthy shuttle, the Challenger. Actor Bob Hoskins was born on this day in 1942. Kerry Elwes of the Princess Bride fame was born in 1962. Seth MacFarlane, creator of The Family Guy and the producer who talked Fox into remaking Cosmos, was born today in 1973. In 1979, the video game wars heated up.
Introducing Mattel Electronics in Television, the computer-based system that transforms the home television set into an interactive center for games, entertainment, self-education, personal improvement, and individual and family information processing. Intellivision is a series of modularized hardware components and software that offer the consumer a choice of purchase options and benefits for now and in the years to come.
Mattel Electronics, which had scored with its handheld football and other sports games, waded into the video game industry proper by introducing Intellivision, the first serious competition for the Atari 2600's audience. In 1987, the Enterprise broke the warp barrier into tiny pieces.
What are you doing?
Captain, we're passing warp 10.
What is our velocity?
It's off the scale, sir.
Reverse engine.
The Enterprise went where no one has gone before in the fifth episode of Star Trek The Next Generation. In 1993, Paramount announced that it was launching its own network, the United Paramount Network, or UPN.
UPN, the United Paramount Network, coming January 16th. Look for it.
A new Star Trek spin-off, Star Trek Voyager, would be UPN's flagship series when the network launched in 1995. In 1994, it was crisis time aboard Babylon 5.
Blood pressure 60 over 10, respiration 30, pulse 120.
Prep Ifill mask for surgery. Let's get those patches here to stop the bleeding. Stat.
How bad is it?
It's bad. Extensive dermal tissue damage, massive damage to the kidney, the pancreas, and the spleen. You set? All right, let's turn them. One, two, three, oh, move. All right, hook them up.
Will he make
it? I'm not sure. Can't operate till we stabilize.
Come in. Come in. It's all right, Michael. I'm here. You'll be okay.
Got to.
Lay still.
No. Going to kill the president. That's a transfer point. On Io. Warn.
We're losing him. Stand by on morphazine. Let's get those injectors ready. Let's go.
The show's first season came to an end with the episode Chrysalis, which would mark the final appearance of Michael O'Hare, the show's star, as a series regular. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
The escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.